Almost half of children in Petersburg live in poverty. Other areas of the state that have high rates of childhood poverty are Danville and Emporia, places where a lack of opportunity leads to dead ends for struggling families. Kate Conkle is a researcher at the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute, which compiled the new statistics.
People living in poverty often lack access to other things that could make them healthy or not, including things like healthcare, like access to healthy foods. Many neighborhoods aren't maybe as safe, and so there might not be places for kids to go out and play.
This year, the numbers also show widespread disparities in some of the wealthiest parts of the state. In Williamsburg, for example, only 3% of white children live in poverty, but more than half of black children do. Nearby James City County also has very low percentage of white children who live in poverty, but almost half of the Hispanic children there do. Beth Nolan is director of Kids Count.
It's really a perfect example of why we have to break down the data by race, ethnicity, and geography, because overall rates can actually mask inequities that exist within communities.
One potential solution, researchers say, is education, a way for parents to get higher-paying jobs and make their way out of poverty. I'm Michael Pope.